Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here with me today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something lately. So many parents are reaching out, feeling exhausted and overwhelmed because bedtime has become a two-hour battle filled with screaming and tears. And I want you to know something really important right now. If this is happening in your home, you are not alone. You are not failing, and your child is not broken. In fact, what you're experiencing is one of the most common challenges parents of toddlers face. And today, I want to share with you what the research shows, what the magic book has taught me, and most importantly, how we can transform bedtime from a battlefield into a peaceful, connecting ritual. So grab a cozy cup of tea, take a deep breath, and let's talk about what's really happening when your little one resists bedtime with every fiber of their being. First, let me validate what you're feeling. When you've been looking forward to bedtime all day, when you're running on empty, and your toddler starts screaming the moment you mention pajamas, it can feel absolutely overwhelming. You might feel frustrated, defeated, or even wonder if you're doing something wrong. Those feelings are completely valid, my friend. But here's what I've learned from the ancient wisdom in the magic book, and what modern research confirms. Your child's bedtime resistance is not misbehavior. It's not defiance. It's actually their developing brain doing exactly what it's supposed to do at this age. Let me explain what's really happening. Between ages 2 and 3, your child is going through an incredible developmental phase. They're discovering independence, testing boundaries, and learning that they are separate people from you. This is beautiful and necessary for their growth, but it also means they want to assert control over their world, and bedtime is one area where they feel they can push back. At the same time, their little brains are experiencing something else. Separation anxiety. You see, bedtime means being apart from you, the person they love most in the entire universe. Their attachment to you is so strong, so powerful, that the thought of separating, even for sleep, can feel genuinely scary to them. And here's something fascinating that researchers have discovered. Dr. Jody Mindell, a leading pediatric sleep researcher at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, has shown that consistent, calming bedtime routines don't just improve sleep. They actually promote broad development, including language skills, emotional regulation, and the parent-child bond itself. The research is clear, my friend. When parents respond to bedtime difficulties with patience and consistency rather than frustration, children develop better emotional regulation skills and experience reduced anxiety over time. This phase is temporary, and gentle, evidence-based approaches really do work. So what does this mean for you tonight? It means that the solution isn't about being stricter or tougher. It's about understanding what your child needs and creating a routine that honors both their developmental stage and their deep need for connection with you. Here's what the magic book and the research both tell us. Consistent bedtime routines, implemented 5 or more nights per week, significantly improve sleep outcomes. But not just any routine. The most beneficial routines include interactive activities like reading and singing, combined with soothing hygiene rituals like bathing. Think of it this way. Your bedtime routine is like a gentle bridge that helps your child transition from the excitement of the day to the calm of sleep. And the most important part of that bridge, your presence, your calm, your connection. Research from the Better Health Channel shows that parental presence serves as a safety signal to reduce toddler anxiety during bedtime transitions. When you stay calm and connected, even when your child is melting down, you're teaching them that they're safe, that you're there, and that big feelings are manageable. So let me share some practical strategies that combine what the research shows with the gentle wisdom of the magic book. First, start your bedtime routine earlier than you think you need to. If bedtime battles are lasting 2 hours, begin your routine 2.5 hours before you want your child asleep. This gives you buffer time and removes the pressure that can escalate everyone's stress. Second, add 5 to 10 minutes of pure connection time before the routine even begins. This might be cuddling on the couch, reading a favorite book together, or just talking about the day. This fills your child's connection cup and helps them feel secure before the separation of sleep. Third, make your routine predictable and consistent. Same order, same activities every single night. This predictability helps your child's brain know what's coming, which reduces anxiety and resistance. Bath, pajamas, teeth brushing, story time, songs, hugs, lights out. The same sequence becomes a comforting rhythm. Fourth, involve your child in choices within the routine. Would you like the blue pajamas or the green ones? Should we read two stories or three? These small choices give them a sense of control while you maintain the overall structure. And here's something really important. When your child melts down, when they scream or cry or resist, remember this. They're not giving you a hard time. They're having a hard time. Their nervous system is overwhelmed. They need your calm presence to help them regulate. Take deep breaths. Speak softly. Offer gentle touch if they'll accept it. And remind yourself that you are teaching them in this very moment that big feelings are safe, that you won't abandon them, and that calm always returns. Now I want to tell you about a story from the magic book that beautifully illustrates this very thing. It's called The Gentle Glow of Friendship, and it's about Eily and Igor. In this story, Eily feels scared during a nighttime bathroom trip. Her heart is racing, the shadows feel big, and she needs comfort. And what she discovers with her friend Igor is that their night light glows brighter whenever they share comforting hugs. The more connection and love they share, the brighter and safer everything feels. This story teaches children something profound. That connection creates safety. That love is a light in the darkness. That when we feel scared at night, reaching for comfort and connection is exactly the right thing to do. After you read this story with your child, you can create your own bedtime ritual of connection. Maybe it's a special hug that you do every night. Maybe it's a gentle hand on their back. Maybe it's singing a particular lullaby together. Whatever it is, make it consistent, make it loving, and make it yours. This story is available in the Book of Inara app, and I truly believe it can help your child understand that nighttime doesn't have to be scary when connection and love are present. You know, my friend, the magic book has taught me something important over thousands of years. The challenges that feel the hardest right now, the ones that make you want to cry from exhaustion, these are often the moments where the deepest learning and growth happen. Not just for your child, but for you too. You're learning patience you didn't know you had. You're discovering reserves of love that surprise you. You're becoming the parent your child needs, one difficult bedtime at a time. And here's what I want you to remember on the hard nights. This phase is temporary. Your child will not be screaming at bedtime when they're 10 years old. This is a season, and like all seasons, it will pass. But the foundation you're building right now, the message you're sending that you will stay calm, that you will stay present, that you will love them through their biggest feelings, that foundation lasts forever. So tonight, when bedtime comes, take a deep breath. Remember that your child's resistance is development, not defiance. Remember that your calm presence is the most powerful tool you have. And remember that you are doing a beautiful job, even when it doesn't feel like it. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, my wonderful friend. You've got this, and we've got you. Sweet dreams, and until our next adventure together.